for fine print from KUSP, your Central Coast NPR affiliate. My name is Rick Kleffel with a bookend. Today I'll be talking about Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom by Cory Doctorow. Beneath the shining surface of even the glossiest, most vapid entertainment, there's a huge complex machine that chugs all day and all night just to eke a few laughs out of the audience. The most difficult aspect of any entertainment endeavor is to make what is in reality very complex look very simple. Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom by Cory Doctorow conceals some very complicated thoughts beneath a glossy surface. It's left coast, Unix-based cyberpunk with an open source origin. Everybody is logged in all the time. Jules is only a century old, but he lives in the post-scarcity, post-death bitchin' society. He's died 4 times, but this last death has really cheesed him off. He'd settled into Disney World tending to the venerable animatronics in the Hall of Presidents in the Haunted Mansion. His death has given a rival faction of ad hocs the opportunity to revamp the hall with immersive direct-to-brain flashbacks that give the guests the illusion of being Washington, Lincoln, and others. By the time he's resurrected from a backup, the project is a fait accompli. Jules does not take this kindly, and he doesn't react wisely. Soon he's gone from the pinnacle of bitchin' society to down and out in the Magic Kingdom. Doctorow's prose is limpid and very easy to read. Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom goes down a treat with more than a few laughs and chuckles as readers race through Doctorow's future. This is actually something of a problem as the book begins. When your subject is a character who is all surface in the future that's all surface, then it's a bit hard for readers to connect with the narrator on a visceral level. But there's a method to Doctorow's mildness. As Jules becomes disenfranchised from his own society, he becomes much more accessible to readers in this world. As this plan reveals itself, and Jules' plans unravel, the reader can't help but become more and more engaged. But operating deep beneath this glossy, enjoyable surface is a very complicated world filled with intelligently conceived advances and retreats. From the pages of a 208-page book, one could excavate more than a few doctoral theses on the various aspects of Doctorow's bitchin' society. For current computer geeks, Doctorow sprinkles his prose with just the right number of Unix-derived terms. For sociologists, Doctorow has constructed a fascinating society where the currency is the respect you receive from those who know you. For futurists, Doctorow has offered up a gleaming utopian vision, utterly unlike those of other cyberpunk authors. For anybody who has ever had to back up or restore their computer's files, he offers heaven itself. For all the simplicity and limpidity of the narrative, there's a very complex stew of ideas bubbling just beneath Doctorow's sunny story. But not everything is fun and game in Doctorow's world. Jules finds this out as he tries to disconnect and finds himself increasingly isolated and outcast. We get a good beat on Jules, but other characters remain distant to Jules and to the reader. Vapid is as vapid does. As Jules becomes disenfranchised from his society, the reader becomes more and more invested in Jules. What once seemed utopian to both reader and character soon shows unexpectedly unpleasant consequences. Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom is a novel of ideas. It shares more in common with the work of Stanislaw Lem than with William Gibson. Cheap laughs and deep thoughts jostle one another, having a swell time as the reader enjoys the painful revelations that await Jules. Doctorow covers a lot of conceptual ground in a small space, and he makes something that's rather complex look ridiculously easy. But don't try this at home, kids. You may injure your brain. If you're not backed up, then you might not be able to recover. We may think we're bitching, but we're not bitching yet. Not by a long shot. For Fine Print from KUSP, my name is Rick Kleffel.